Good morning, everybody. On behalf of the Retirement Matters Committee of the Actuarial Society of South Africa, I would like to welcome you all to our annual pensions conference. For those that have traveled from afar, thanks very much for making the effort to be here. I would also like to thank our sponsors, Liberty Life, without whom such events would not be possible. I would also like to thank the Actuarial Society's office, and in particular Melanie Janssen and her team, for the excellent work they have done in putting a conference like this together. As you can appreciate, the work involved in putting a conference like this together is no small feat. The organization and the logistics involved cannot be underestimated. It is often a thankless job. We have an excellent program today. Our conference will offer insights into a variety of topics that are of interest to practitioners, especially those in the retirement and savings area, given where South African retirement and savings systems find itself at present. Our world is very much a defined contribution world. The pressure on retirement funds to deliver goals in line with member needs and expectations is huge. Government has made it quite clear what it expects retirement funds to deliver, and whilst these retirement reform proposals are only just proposals, there is little doubt of the direction the industry is heading towards. As practitioners integrally involved in its makeup and thinking, it is vitally important that we stand up and be counted. We owe it to the general public to deliver advice and solutions commensurate with what the public interest expects. Our conference will see a number of interesting presentations. Please participate in all of these and offer your views. We will set the scene with the current economic climate by presenting on the state of the South African economy and the implications for savers and investors. We are fortunate to have an internationally schooled professor that will showcase international evidence on the determinants of savings. We will break for tea, after which we will come back and listen to a presentation on the development of savings programs which over the long term address the broader needs of South Africans. Maybe it's not just about savings, but funding for other needs as well, like education, death, mortgage, etc. We will then listen to experts who will present on the funding for life or death and the challenges of creating sustainable income for those retiring with insufficient assets, and appropriate default investment strategies both pre as well as post-retirement. We will break for lunch and we'll come back to listen to experts in the design of appropriate investment strategies. A lot of work has been done in this area, and we are privileged to be on the receiving end of research and the feedback that they'll be able to give us. The pension funds adjudicator will be here today, and she will present on cases that also be of interest to us actuaries. Pleasingly, we have a very detailed professionalism session which intends covering professional skills for us experienced members. We then wrap up the afternoon's proceedings, and we will end off with a cocktail function where you and are invited to have a glass of wine or something stronger, have the opportunity to interact with colleagues and friends, many of whom are actuaries, and in so doing avoid the nightmare that is the Sandton gridlock. Please do remember to register outside at the door if you have not already done so. Your incentive in doing so is the verification of your CPD as well as a validated parking ticket. For those needing the lavatory, if you go out of the room towards the end, you'll find the lavatory for you to be able to use.